All right, thank you, Kelly. 621 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings, and to talk about what Kelly was just reporting on, but firsthand account, let's go check in with the mayor of Dauphin Island, Jeff Collier, this morning to find out the latest. Good morning.
Morning, Sean.
Looking at some of the pictures and then talking to my relatives that have headed down the island yesterday. Roofs off and power lines down. Kind of explain the scenario yesterday and then what you're looking at this morning.
Yeah, well, it was quite a bit of damage. And I think, first of all, I'll say it was a bit of a miracle that no one got hurt. I think that's certainly the very positive part of this. It's amazing to me that we didn't have anybody get hurt or worse. But we had, some fairly extensive damage pretty much from one end of the island to the other. This wasn't isolated, just, on either end. And we had a lot of, probably five or six power poles either broken or knocked down. Multiple, wires and things. Power was out pretty much throughout the whole island. In fact, some parts were still without power as of late last night. They worked through the night. I'm not sure yet if it has been restored totally at this point or not, but we had quite a bit of structural damage, several homes, multiple homes actually, and businesses. Some of your listeners might be familiar with the Island Rainbow Pizza across from the condominiums. They lost the whole roof, and the roof blew over the next door building, which is the Real Deal Barbecue, and actually landed up against the new beach cafe. And then we had pine trees that were either snapped off. I mean, I'm talking full-size pine trees that were snapped off midway up, and those parts of the trees ended up on tops of either apartments or private homes. And we had this kind of thing, as I said, throughout the full part of the island, not just in one isolated area.
Mayor Collier, I'm kind of putting some things together in my head. I want to ask you some of the questions. I mean, first of all, I know that the first thing I heard yesterday morning, because it's right close to our place down there, is that Island Rainbow, and they had just done a remodel, right? And that was new structure.
It was. It was new ownership, and they had gone through a lot of remodeling and upgrades and things to the facility. And like I said, it looked like to me the roof just totally came off. You've seen pictures in hurricanes where a whole roof just sort of detaches and goes flying through the air. That must have been the type of image that it was based on the end results that I saw.
And then you describe in pine trees snapped and power lines down, and you have a lifetime of experience on the island. I have 3.5 decades or so. We get tropical storms or worse that don't snap pine trees and power lines.
That's right. And doing my own little assessment, as you said, I've been around a while. I've dealt with a lot of storms. And I also remember the Sebelt Regatta disaster where we had winds of, I think, 80 to 90 miles an hour. And we did not have any type of damage like this. So, my assessment of this, and it's just my assessment, I believe that we had a bit of a gust front. But I also feel like there were some vortices or some spin-ups within that line, and I think it was multiples. I think maybe the houses next to the Gulf probably could have gotten hit with waterspouts because these were houses that were right on the shoreline. But there were other parts of the island where we saw debris and going in different directions. I mean, it wasn't all one, like a west to east. There was some different directions to the winds, and so I'm comfortable to think that there were some spin-ups within the line of thunderstorms.
Yeah, I mean, I heard reports from friends down there about the waterspouts coming on, and then, which is a vortice, right? I mean, that's a spinning, and it's hitting and doing damage there, and then just some intense straight-line winds. So maybe it is a combination of more than one. Even though they're reporting straight-line winds, it seems like something else was going on.
Yeah, really, particularly so on the north side of the island, kind of near the airport. One home lost a lot of its metal roofing, and I've seen a piece of metal roofing in the tops of, again, mature pine trees. And that particular area, the debris field was more in a northwest to southeast direction, where most everything else was almost southwest to northeast. And so I could notice some difference in that. But yeah, it was very impressive. It was very quick. It didn't last that long, but it did quite a bit of damage. And of course, we've got debris down all over the island, limbs and those types of things that will have to get cleaned up. But yeah, it's kind of Mother's Day. Mother Nature played a trick on us on Mother's Day.
It's a mother of a storm that came through. What do you tell folks that are heading down today to check on their properties? Roads open, Bienville okay to get down?
Yeah, things are open. And of course, the island is open for business, except for these few that were damaged. You know, it's probably going to take them a little while to get back up and running. But I would just say monitor their Facebook pages. But the island's open otherwise, and just, come on down. And for the most part, things will be a little bit trashed up with limbs and debris. But other than that, we're up and running.
All right. We'll see you down there this weekend for sure, if not before, Mayor.
Thanks for checking in on us.
Always. Mayor Jeff Collier checking in from Dolphin Island.